Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. One.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, of course, 855-993-7569. Okay, today is really one of those kind of weird days in history. And you'll see if, what I mean in a minute. But I also, I don't know whether I mentioned, somebody hacked into my email. And this is... I guess people get hacked in all the time, except this email sort of got into my banks. And so my bank called and said, did you just order a wire? And it turns out that they've tried to wire huge amounts of money, which luckily, I mean, first of all, the bank has to call you, it turns out, by law, thank goodness. But also, I don't even think the accounts have the amount of money in them that they were looking for. But it was huge amounts of money, which is really alarming. And so the bank sent somebody over yesterday to, and the first thing they said, which is really alarming, is they said, you have an out-of-date computer. And, you know, I mean, I know I'm going to sound like an old fogey here, but I think my grandmother's refrigerator, I think when she died, it was like 50 years old, and it was still doing fine, right? I mean, I now have a refrigerator that is about 3 years old, and the compressor went out on it. Well, if a compressor goes out on a refrigerator, you might as well buy a new refrigerator. It's actually cheaper to get a new refrigerator than it is a compressor, or within, you know, $100 or something. But a computer that's like, and this one's about probably 4 years old. And I was really outraged with them, because what happens is, if your computer is more than maybe about 2 years old, the security on them, you know, the firewalls and stuff, they don't keep them up to date, which is the reason why you have to buy a new computer, which did not really appeal to me. I was not happy, since this is one of the companies that I was really enthusiastic about. I mean, I love my iPhone, or I did used to like my iPhone, but every time you get a new iPhone, you have to get a new charger, which I think is just really unfair. It's not like Apple doesn't make enough money off of you to begin with, that they have to change that little thing. And it's, you know, it's $25, but why? I mean, and most of us have to have multiple chargers, and the chargers don't work forever. And like, somebody stole mine over the weekend. I know I'm sounding bah humbuggy. Never mind. We'll go and I will tell you some good news. The good news is I made a cherry plum cobbler. Which is the hardest part of it is actually taking the pits out of the cherry. And I think you can actually buy something. I remember there's something called a strawberry blossom plucker. I don't think that's actually what it's called, but that's what it does. But and is there a cherry? There's got to be a cherry pitter or something, don't you think? What you do, and you sort of figure out how to do it after a while, which is, I guess, the whole point about cooking is you learn how to do things better as you do them more frequently. But you basically just slice, and it depends on these cherries were not terribly ripe, which I thought was not going to work very well, but if you're cooking them, it works just dandy. But you have to take the pits out, and of course it gets all over your hands, and it's cherry juice, but boy, was this, it really is very easy. As I said, the hardest part was just getting the pits out of the cherry. And it never would have occurred to me to do plums, but they were delish. And you sprinkle a tiny bit of sugar, like I think a quarter of a teaspoon or something of sugar on it. And then you make, the dough is really easy. It's just butter and flour and a little bit of sugar. And you don't even have to roll it out like pie crust. You just put a little clumps of it on and cook it for 25 minutes. And I cooked it in my toaster oven, so I didn't even heat up the house. And that is the best thing in the universe. I really encourage all of you to do it. It's real. I mean, this was plated.com, so they sent me all the stuff. But nevertheless, it is. They did not pit the cherries for me, so I feel like I'm, you know, sort of a real gourmet cookette, a chef-a-rooney. But man, is that easy and fun or what? So there you go. Are you salivating yet, Trev?
That sounds really good.
It was delish, and it comes out all crusty and yummy, and you don't have to do a pie crust on it. From now on, no pie crust, no pies. I'm going to do cobblers from now on, because it's really easy and fast and delicious and not a huge number of calories. So that was good. Okay, today is National Wiffle Ball Day, which if you're going to play in the house is certainly a much better idea than a softball or a baseball. This is actually, both Trev and I looked it up. It's a National Navajo Code Talkers Day. and this was actually started by Ronald Reagan. Trev and I both looked it up. Did you know about the code talk, the Navajo code talkers before you found this or not?
I kind of knew about them vaguely.
Me too.
I was a movie.
That's right. What was the name of the movie?
Can't remember. But didn't it have Nicolas Cage in it?
Pardon?
Didn't it have Nicolas Cage?
That's vaguely what I remember as well. Yeah. Right. The story is, during World War II, obviously, we know about all the code breakers and the projects and stuff like that. There was the movie with Benedict Cumberbatch last year. So this was trying to figure out a code, and it turns out that there was a guy who was in the service. I think he wasn't in the service. I think he was a missionary, and he read a newspaper story about using Native Americans on some of and it sort of resonated with him because he'd grown up on the reservation he was not Navajo, but he'd grown up because he was a missionary on the reservation and remembered them talking about an unbreakable code. So he went to San Diego and convinced the army, and so they got 30 guys. One of them apparently dropped out, and they got 30 guys or 29 guys, and they went and they actually figured out an unbreakable code. And the complication was that the Navajo language didn't have words for things like machine gun, right, or tank. And so they had to sort that out. And then they kept two guys behind to teach other people. And then they sent the guys off. And it turns out by the end of the war, they had the Navajos apparently had about, I think, 30,000 members of the tribe, and something like, I think it was 420 of them or something, actually worked for the government, which is a remarkable feat on a bunch of levels. First of all, to have a sophisticated enough language to have an unbreakable code. I mean, that's extraordinary, number one. But these were people that were not treated terribly well by the United States of America, let's face it, right? We made them give up their language. We made them give up their land. We gave them all sorts of diseases. We slaughtered them because, I mean, just all sorts of horrible things. And yet these people were so patriotic about our government that they were actually willing, and a lot of people feel that they not only saved, you know, huge numbers of lives, but helped literally win the war. So Reagan recognized them. So this is National Navajo Code Talkers Day. It's also National Creamsicle Day. I guess I still have creamsicles. I remember creamsicle as a kid. They were orange, right? I guess you could. Are there different flavors of creamsicles?
I think there's got to be now.
But the original one was orange. I think it was tangerine, like, right?
Yep.
I haven't seen. Maybe we should all go and get a tangerine. I thought maybe we'd put up just for fun. What's your favorite summer treat? And it can certainly include creamsicles or popsicles. So let's. Do you have a favorite summer treat?
I love fudgicles. I don't know if that counts.
I love fudgicles as well, and I love fudgicles. You can either get the no fat or the no calorie, and the fudgicles are a great chocolate treat for about 5 calories. You don't worry about calories, but I worry about calories.
No, I get all fat, all calories.
I'm going to send all my fat and all my calories to you. Have you ever wondered, you like when people are always getting their hair cut, right, and they're always losing weight? Have you ever worried that you're going to go around the corner too fast, or you're going to run into all that weight and all that hair that people have lost, and it's going to be right there? Blah. Do you worry about things like that?
Not especially. I mean,
not
I didn't.
Till now.
Yeah.
Nightmares, all right. So we thought we'd put up a favorite. My favorite summer treat, I mean, I love fudgicles as well. I think those are great. And I like the old-fashioned popsicles where you could kind of suck the color out of them and they would just get completely white. Somehow they don't do that so much anymore. I think God knows what's in them that makes them. Of course, I'm probably eating the sugar-free ones, which are going to give my bladder immortality. But so we thought we'd put up a favorite summer treat. And as I said, try the cobbler. It's really easy and really fun, and you can do it with basically any summer fruit. Easy, fun, fast, healthy. No cornstarch in it. What can I tell you? Just a dab of sugar. You can probably do it without sugar if you wanted. You know what you can use as a sugar substitute in recipes is ripe bananas. 855-993. I know it's a cooking show. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. All right, so today in history, let me just tell you what was going on, because it's kind of interesting as far as I'm concerned. Okay, this is highly problematical as far as I'm concerned. Anything that goes back more than, I would say, maybe 150 years. In terms of the actual date, I don't know. You know, right? I mean, record keeper. Right, here's I'm going to share this with you anyway, right? Because some of them are like at the time of Christ. I mean, we have, well, who knows what calendar, I mean, we do know actually what calendars, but in terms of a specific day, and we know that calendars have changed, so never, but whatever, right? I mean, history is always written by the victors, right? Okay, in 1040, King Duncan the First is killed in battle against his first cousin and rival Macbeth. The latter succeeds him as King of Scotland. Okay. Do we think that Macbeth and Duncan were real historical figures, or are they just Shakespearean? Good question, right? And August 14th, I mean, who knows? And, you know, you're not allowed, you're just allowed to refer to it, if you're in the theater community, you're not allowed to say Macbeth, you just refer to it as a Scottish play, right? Because supposedly huge bad luck, people die, things fall out of the scaffolding. So you know that, right? You just refer to it as the Scottish play. Yeah, okay. And, I mean, the fact that we're now treating it as a historical event. Okay. In 1848, Oregon Territory is organized by the Act of Congress. Now, I kind of believe that, because the Act of Congress obviously is going to have date associated with it, right? 1880, the construction of the Cologne Cathedral, the most famous landmark in Cologne, is completed. Which I've actually seen. It really is a gorgeous cathedral. I think it got bombed, didn't it, during World War II?
I don't know that.
I think it was. Okay. In 1888, an audio recording of English composer Arthur Sullivan's The Lost Chord, one of the first recordings of music ever made, is played during a press conference introducing Thomas Alva Edison's phonograph in London. Now, I knew, did you know part of that? I knew it was The Lost Chord. I'm not sure that I associated Arthur Sullivan with it, which just shows that I'm not as much a musical sort of authority as I should be. But I knew that. So in 1888, Thomas Alva Edison, a local boy, Princeton, New Jersey. Okay, in 1893, although New Yorkers really don't claim New Jersey as even kissing cousins, not even close. 1893, France became the first country to introduce motor vehicle registration. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Okay, this is the kind of the coolest thing. All right, we'll come back to this one in a minute. 1935, FDR signed the Social Security Act, creating a government pension system for the retired. Now remember, when... In 1935, the average life expectancy, well, life expectancy in 1900 was about 48. So by 1935, it increased somewhat because by 2000, it was already up to basically about 79, 78, something like that. So it really increased by about 60%. So if we figure that's a third of it, it presumably increased at that moment from about 48 to maybe about 60, which is more or less what they were saying. Right, so life expectancy was about 60, which means what? You got a 50-50 chance of surviving to 60. So Social Security, and it was started at 65, right? First of all, it didn't include a whole lot of people because that was under 65 was more than the average life expectancy, number one. Number two, the idea was that you didn't retire till 65 if you made it that long. And so Social Security was only supposed to fill in, it was a gap, like maybe 2 or 3 years. And by then, you're talking about a vast percentage of the population would no longer be alive. So Social Security was really invented as a stopgap measure for people who are both very healthy, continued to work, and we're going to run out of money. And now, as we know, Social Security has now moved to 67 because we're living longer, we're working longer, we're starting earlier, and our life expectancy has gone from about 60-ish to 80-ish, to mid-80s. So instead of Social Security lasting for like a year or two or three, you know, and basically it was probably as much to take care of widows as it was to take care of the men, because we know that in 1935 and up until fairly recently, the women tended to outlive men by about 7 years, which was a fair percentage. It's the gap is now narrowing, and nobody understands exactly why. Probably because women are smoking more and men are living longer, and the things that killed men seem to know, that heart disease is basically everybody worries about cancer. Heart disease is going to get 8 times more people than all the cancers put together. But with heart disease, it seems to have been dropped a little bit. And the assumption is probably we're more careful about diet, maybe exercise. Nobody knows exactly why. But you can see Social Security was really invented in a very different time for a very different purpose than it serves now, which is pretty interesting. Because you can understand a lot about society by looking at things like that, about, you know, statistics, one of my faves. In 1967, the Marine Broadcast Defenses Act declares participation in offshore pirate radio illegal. There were movies about that, remember? About broadcasting offshore, and it's one of the reasons. Yeah.
I love that.
It was great fun. 2015, today, this very day, in the U.S. Embassy in Havana, Cuba, reopened after 54 years of being closed when Cuba-United States relations were broken off. The United States flag flew over the United States Embassy in Cuba today for the first time in 54 years. So, viva la Cuba, I guess. Okay. Now, the most in all of that, I think, is interesting. The thing that, for I think, both Trevor and myself, which was the most interesting. Okay. In 1901, the first claimed powered flight by Gustav Whitehead in his number 21 was basically reported. Now, Gustav's real name, he was German, and his name was Weisskopf, which means he was German, which means Whitehead in German. And supposedly, he actually flew 2 years before the Wright brothers did. Now, it was based on a newspaper article written as an eyewitness account, which stated that Whitehead made a powered flight in Connecticut on this day in 1901. In the months that followed, details from his article were widely reprinted in newspapers around the world. Whitehead's aircraft designs and experiments also attracted notice in Scientific American magazine, a 1904 book about industrial progress. He later worked for sponsors who hired him to build aircraft in their own design, although none flew, and he became a known designer and builder of lightweight engines. He fell out of public notice in 1915 and died in obscurity in 27. But they're saying that he made the flight 2 years before the Wright brothers. People had seen it. So nobody's completely convinced, all right? He says he did. There was a new newspaper account, and he says he did it 2 years before the Wright brothers, so... You need a good publicist, I gotta tell you, if you're gonna be famous. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm all right. A little confused. Maybe you could help me.
Oh, no. We hate confusion. Let's see what we can clarify here.
Okay. I don't know if I can handle both of them at once. They're two very important people to me, and I have no communication with one and frustrating communication with the other.
Okay. Who are these two people who are making your life unhappy?
Well, I don't know if it's them or me. Let's figure this out. It's my mother,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is my ex. My ex-boyfriend, but he's also the father of my son.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know which one I should deal with first.
All right, let's start and see what the issue is. How old are you, Jay?
I'm 34.
Okay, how old's your child?
He's going to be 4 in April.
Okay, how long have you and the BF been exes?
Since January of last year, but actually more solidly March of last year. So not quite a whole year yet.
Okay, and how long were you actually together?
4.5 years.
Okay, why did the two of you split?
I left because there were a multitude of problems, including, I viewed him as a person who was just running away from responsibility and running away from me, viewing me as responsibility.
How did that translate into behavior? What did he do?
I could never count on when he would be home.
Did the two of you live together?
Yes.
So he would, disappear for a couple of days?
It never went for a full, only once or twice did it go for a couple of days, but in the whole 4.5 years. But every single day, I never knew if he was going to be home for dinner, say.
And what was his reason?
He could be home anywhere from 6 to 12 at night.
And was it because of his work?
Yeah, a lot of times he said it was because they were without a phone, or the job just went too late, or...
What kind of work does he do, or did he do?
He does construction, but he usually works either for himself.
I don't know a whole lot of construction jobs that go to midnight.
I know. See, that's the thing, but it's...
Where did you think he was?
Well, I knew he wasn't up to anything terribly bad, except that he would go to his friend's house and do silly things, like... smoke pot and play video games all day.
Okay, so he was at, how old is Charmer?
He's 40.
Okay, dear. Has he ever been married?
No, he's never been married. He really wants to get married, and that's part of the reason why we have this frustration, is because I felt like I couldn't marry him while he was doing these things, because I felt like I was condoning it.
All right, so what is he, today, where are you with respect to this guy?
Well, I moved out, and I moved away, and I actually live in... renting from his parents, his father.
That's a basic mixed message, isn't it?
It is.
Jay, what do you want? If you had a magic wand, what would happen with respect to the boyfriend?
I would want him to move to the same city that I'm in and court me and stop doing all the silly things he's doing.
How far away does he live?
Prove to me all these wonderful things he says to me.
Okay, how far away does he live?
About 500 miles.
Does he have a job where he is?
Sort of. He works for himself. Like, he gets...
But could he could he still work for himself if he came to where you are?
It would take him a while to get to know people and a client base. And
do
stuff.
You
like,
have a job?
I've lived here before. Yes, I have a job. It's a part-time job, yeah.
Could you move to where he is?
Well, I moved from there because...
No, I know. But realistically, if what you're saying is, I want this relationship to work, somebody's got to move. Given the fact that he...
Basically decided he will move.
Well, I'd have you revisit that, because I think you're giving him a mixed message. You're saying, come back to where your family is. I'm renting from your family, so I'm still involved with your family. I want you to be a responsible guy, but you're not going to have much of an income to begin with. I think you're giving him really an impossible set of criteria to meet. I mean, if you're really, and I hear, and ordinarily, I'd certainly say he's the one who wants to prove something to you. He should come to you. But realistically, given the fact that you're living with his family, which means he's going to be back with his family, and you're asking him to grow up, I don't think it makes any sense. Now, I think what you can do is say, And again, I'm not crazy about this solution either, because I don't think that money should can cloud things. To say to him, look, if you really want us to be together, you need to rent me a house for 6 months so I can come down there. And I'm not going to come until I find a job. You stay where you are and court me, because you're really asking him to court you based on he's not going to have a job. He's around his family. You're living with his family. I think that you're setting up an impossible set of criteria that's basically asking him to be childlike as opposed to grown up. And he's already a kid. The issue isn't commitment. The issue is maturity. And the more you destabilize him in terms of having to move, having to find a place to live, being near his parents, and not having a job, I think the less likely it is that you're going to be happy with the outcome.
Right.
So, and I hear, as far as I'm concerned, if you want him to come up every weekend to court you, that's okay. But I think having him move to where you are makes a lot less sense than you moving to where he is, both economically and, most important, psychologically. You want him to take care of you, not to be in a place where his parents are helping to, pick up the slack. That's going to encourage his immaturity.
Right.
So let's put that aside for a minute. What's the issue with Mom today?
We've always had a very difficult relationship, and in the last, I'd say, year and a half, I've cut off communication with her because I get really revved up and very stressed.
What's her issue? She doesn't like the boyfriend?
that's one of them.
Well, but honey, realistically, again, and we'll walk through this together, but what, as women, we tend to do is when we're happy with our guys, we're off, you know, dancing or singing or, you know, horizontal bopping with them, you know, whatever. When we're unhappy, we call our mother, we call our sister and say, you're not going to believe what he just did. We complain. And then when we're back together, we're surprised that they won't have anything to do with these guys, that all we do is badmouth. So the solution is to say to your mom, listen, I'm going to make you a deal. I'm not going to complain about Richard to you anymore. That's my problem, not yours. In exchange for which, I'd like you not to badmouth Richard, because I know that I've painted a picture of him that is so bleak and so awful that I look like I'm out of my mind when I even think about going back to him, which means you're going to have to find some other confidant, preferably not a sister, because your sister will tell your mom.
Yep, and I think we've done that, and I think it's less to do with him and more to do with me, as in the way that I relate with her somehow. Like, there's something wrong with the general way that I relate with her that she cannot stand and gets...
Have you asked her what it is that you're doing that makes her unhappy with you?
She just says I'm rude and dishonest, which I'm really offended by.
I hear, and she's certainly picking words that are going to be red button words. On the other hand, could you give me an example?
Oh, and she does.
Give me one of the examples she's given you.
We had made plans for me to go and cut her hair, and then the plans changed, and I asked her to come to where I was, and then she called and canceled the whole thing and asked me to come and see her the next day, and it's an hour to drive to where she is.
Well, but Jay, stop.
I didn't want to go.
Stop. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that you decided it was not convenient to go to her, so you said you have to come here, and then be upset because it takes you an hour to get there. That same hour that she felt that you said you were going to do something for her, and then you sort of wiggled out of it. So either the hour is inconsequential to both of you, so you should have said, okay, Mom, I can't come to you, but I'll come to you tomorrow, and not complained about the hour.
I complained, and I
said, I know, but Jay, you're not listening.
Oh.
You can't have it both ways. You can't say, it doesn't make it, you know, that when I told her I wasn't going to come there, that she could come here, that hour shouldn't have made any difference, and then complain when she wants you to come up there the next day, because it takes an hour. Either an hour is inconsequential, at which point you should have said to her, listen, I'll come up to, either you can come to me, or if that's a problem, I'll come to you tomorrow. Or the hour is important, at which point, I mean, you can't have it both ways. And in fact, when you tell, my guess is if one of your friends had said, I'll come and babysit for you, and then called up and said, you know what, it's just not very convenient. I'll do it tomorrow, or once you bring the baby here, you would not be happy, because you're letting somebody down. Now, things happen and things change, but I think what you need to do when something changes is be very apologetic and say, look, I feel terrible about this. What I'd like to do is make it up to you doing this way or that way, as opposed to, hey, it's not a big deal, but I've kind of ruined your plans, because it is a big deal for other people.
Yep,
So listen, let me give you a suggestion.
Okay.
Treat your mother as you would a friend.
A friend.
Okay? Because all of us take advantage of family relationships. All of us do. It's just, it's not the best. If your next door neighbor comes over and spills a glass of milk, you're going to say, oh, I'm so sorry, can I get you something else to drink? Your kid spills a glass of milk, you're going to say, what? You think I'm Rockefeller? You think money grows on trees? I mean, we are ugliest to the people we care most about.
Yep.
Pretend that your mother is a third cousin twice removed, and see if you can't be more polite to her, and see if it doesn't work better.
Yep, well, I will do.
All right?
Okay.
So, number one, you got to rethink about whether or not your plan to have him come to you makes any sense in the short run. Because I would argue it doesn't. And that doesn't mean that you have to move down there, and it certainly means you can have him court you. But I think moving up here is going to destabilize him, and what you want him to be is stable and mature, not destabilized, number one. Number two, with respect to your mom, I think what you need to do is treat her like a third cousin twice removed. And be polite. And just see if it doesn't help everything.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. Thank
Good
you
luck.
So much.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Randy, I mentioned yesterday that when I did the early show with Doug Steffen, that they had talked about Earth Overshoot Day, with the idea being that as of yesterday, not today, but as of yesterday, so I guess this is the day that we're running in a deficit, that we had completed the allocated resources for the year. And the idea being that statisticians, I guess, and environmentalists sort of try and figure out how much of the earth resources we can use on a yearly basis. It's kind of like a budget, right? It's not like kind of like a budget. It is a budget. Instead of being money, though, it's looking at things like water and air and food and I don't know what else they include in that, but those are the obvious ones, all right? And the idea being that we are using up our resources. We're kind of like being the government, right? That we're using up our resources at a faster rate than we can replenish them. And that the resources that we're supposed to budget for this year are now officially depleted as of today. Yesterday was the last day that we were still working in the black, right? And now we're in the red. I never understand why things are black or red. I guess red being you're bleeding, so that we're using up resources we don't have. And given the fact that essentially we have 4 months of this year left, right? We have all of September, all of October, all of November, all of December, and half. So we have 4.5 months left. So that we've already, basically, we've used up our resources. We've used up 100% of our resources in basically about 2/3 of the year. A little less than that, actually. Alrighty. So the idea being, one of the things I was asking you guys is, are you doing anything conserve, and what would you do? What would your master plan be to, I mean, obviously the world didn't come to an end today, but it is a worrisome thing that we're overspending. In the same way the government's doing, we're overspending our resources. Kate, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. What's on your mind today, Cookie?
So, I could use a bit of advice. I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm dating someone who is turning 40 soon, and just very poor communication skills. Otherwise, very great guy, very giving, very sincere, nice, but he throws tantrums. If something bothers him, he swallows it in the moment, gets very passive-aggressive, and then, later throws the tantrum. And part of me is like, do I run because I don't want to deal with this? Or do I sort of stick it out and, just... okay. We develop better communication skills,
How long have you been with the dude?
For a year and a half.
Is this a recent development, or has this been the case from the beginning?
No, I've noticed a pattern from the beginning, and initially, to be honest, I thought he probably had... At first, I thought he was manic, because it was just so bizarre, these mood swings, and then as... we got to know each other a little bit more, and we did have a breakup and did get back together. The more he started revealing about his home life and childhood and all of that, I realized that it was just poor. He was never really acknowledged as a child. His sister had many significant issues growing up, and, so his voice, I guess, just didn't matter. And so I have more context as to why he acted out the way that he acted out. And
well,
there's been improvement, but it just still worries me. I'm 35.
Right.
Do I?
I got it. Do I waste any more time with this dude? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So tell me about the improvement. What have you said to him? What is and what's the context and what's changed?
So some of the improvement that I saw in particular, I noticed that these tantrums usually happen after he was drinking. And so, at first I thought, okay, are you drinking too much? Do you have a drinking problem? And that significantly, went down. His mother has a drinking problem. So for me, that was sort of red flag. So the drinking went down and then the behavior persisted. And then so then I realized, okay, so it wasn't alcohol. Maybe the alcohol sort of made him more free to just kind of act out and speak his mind.
Exactly.
But it wasn't.
Yeah.
Alcohol
doesn't create problems. Basically, alcohol is the solvent of the superego. So that little voice in our head that says, don't do this, goes
right.
away. But as you point out, it doesn't really create behaviors per se. It just allows us to behave in a way that we... no, we shouldn't, and we do it anyway.
Right.
All right. So,
right.
So you're saying that the drinking has been curtailed, but the behavior itself hasn't really altered.
Exactly.
Okay. How committed are you to this dude? I think that's the place to start. If he's a, well, I kind of like him, but if it wasn't this, it'd be something else, then I think you walk away. If it's, this is a wonderful man, I love him dearly, if we could get past this problem, I think the relationship is really very viable. So.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of where I'm at, and that's what makes it so difficult.
All right. How does he feel about you? Do you have any idea?
The same. Especially when the issue of the drinking came up and we broke off, you know, he shared that he'd never met anyone. He called me his dream girl. This is what he's been waiting for.
Good enough. All right. So listen, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. I could give you some specific steps. The problem about that is we don't want to set you up as the mom or the therapist or the powerful woman or the sane one in this relationship, right? Which we could. I mean, there are some things you can certainly do, which is to say, I mean, you if I said to you, I'll give you $1 million if you can name me three things that will set him off, my guess is that you would get all that money. All right, and in fact, tell me the three things.
So
I will prove how smart both of us are.
So the way that I've learned to sort of control my temper over the years.
No. We're talking about different thing. What sets him off?
If I'm quiet, if I don't respond to him in the moment.
Okay. So number one, so if you get sulky, he gets that his way of dealing with your sulkiness is to have a temper tantrum. Not uncommon. All right. So and that's a very good insight.
Oh,
not at all. Listen, understand, we tend to be attracted to our opposite, right? So if you're noisy, you're going to pick somebody who's a little quieter. If he's shy, he's going to pick somebody a little more outgoing. And because we sort of feel that people say this all the time, right? You complete me. I'm a different person around you. I'm a better person. Well, that's really saying opposite detract and aggravate. Now, he's used to being ignored, which is something you already pointed out. So what do you do if you're going to be ignored? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You only have two options at that moment. You either can walk away, which means for a kid, that's death because you're being ignored. So you're not going to survive. Or you make a fuss. You become the squeaky wheel. So his with you, he's acting out, as you point out, an ancient kind of formula, which is saying, I'm not going to get any attention. I can't get it from my sister the way she does, so I have to get it my way, which is to have a hissy fit. All right. Think about that for a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll start you off with next hour. Marla, I'll get you as well. I'll get both of you all the time you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.